He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog. He never says I need a new attitude.
Good happy Monday to you, January 11th. We are looking at 34 degrees at 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
You know, it's Monday, yeah. And it's time to get happy. It's a happy new year, and it's also the second week of this happy new year. Super excited about families that are interested in adopting a fur baby. Who better to consult with but Mary Beth Knapp from the Humane Society of York County. Good morning.
Good morning, and we are so super excited. We've placed 34 animals already. Can you imagine?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I know. It's so quick. It's so wonderful, and We're still doing our home visits and still doing our due diligence, but we are super excited about folks wanting to adopt and not purchase.
Yes.
So 34 dogs, Mary Beth, since the start of the year?
No, we've had mostly our cats.
Cats, okay, okay.
Yes.
Okay, since the start of the year, though. That's still pretty good, though. That's 34 fur babies.
Fantastic. 24 cats, 10 dogs.
Yeah, that found a loving home. All right, well, every Monday we like to preview a dog and a cat, so we'll get this to the dog of the week.
Awesome. This cutie patootie. The picture's fuzzy because she doesn't sit still. She is my foster. This is Noelle.
Oh.
This is the one you hear making a bunch of racket in the background.
So cute.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It is. She's a doll, but she is 12 weeks, and I have a senior home mostly of dogs and cats. And so she'll wake you up. I'll tell you what. And I tell folks, she is all that. She is adorable. She is in constant motion. Things to remember. So often people in my situation will lose a pet and they'll go, I need a puppy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, gosh, I don't know. Do you really? Because it is a very big commitment as far as having a baby in your home. It's much like having a real baby, but this one has very sharp teeth. But very sweet, and it is a very wonderful experience. It's just a matter of having your head on straight about accepting a puppy for a good year. So the teething of a puppy goes for several months, but the puppyhood can go up until a good year, maybe even two. Just something to consider. This baby, Noelle, is what we think is a terrier mix. We thought she was going to be a Jack Russell Terrier, but she's continuing to grow long, so we think there must be hound in her. The thing we cannot tell when we have a puppy, that their size stays a certain way because we do not know the mix of the actual puppy. But she is in search of a family full of energy, someone willing to work lovingly with her, train her, and incorporate her into their lives. And activities, hiking, walking, socializing. If you're that person and if you're playful and you're looking to add a fur baby to your life that's lively and super fun, super active, call and ask to meet Noelle. We'll get you on the appointment books at 803-802-0902, and then I'll bring her in from the home. I keep her in the home until she finds her home because she is in the process of potty training, and we don't want to go backwards on that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all. You know, when the babies are fostered, it is amazing. Not only do you save a life, help us save a life, you're also having someone train that baby for you. And that's darn near everything right there. Then we have our cat of the week, Roger. Oh, my goodness.
Woohoo!
Look. It's like a surprise. What? Me? What? He is super handsome. He's an orange, beautiful tabby. He was recently returned from foster care and in the shelter just a short while, and he has already proven himself to go into the cat lounge, which means he is a super chilled one-year-old. Mm-hmm. He is good with other cats. He is reported as being amazing, so this boy is that diamond in the rough, and I say that not very often, so when I say it, I really do mean it. He deserves a home of his own, and so if you're looking for a special little man to add to your fur family, Roger may be the right one for you, so call and make an appointment. And if Roger's not, if that connection isn't there, same with Noel, we find one for you. And if there's not one, we ask you, please just continue looking. they will be there. There's so many available fur babies out there. The right one will connect with you. Mm. And then our Paw Scoop this week, please consider volunteering. Pawsability Thrift Shop is our number one financial supporter to the Humane Society Rescue. And we're open Wednesday through Saturday right now, noon to 4. That's our COVID schedule. I hate to give it that title, but that's what it is. So we are looking for folks to help. If you're interested, please stop in during those hours and we'll get you set up. We also are asking everyone who sees this or hears this, circulate it on your social media of choice. Get that word out there. Get our pictures out there. It helps find that special someone to connect with these babies. And that's everything. And then, of course, our Rescue Needs the Love of a Fur Baby is priceless. That is so true. And we are still in need of 55-gallon bin liners. And then we have our list of a wish list on our Smile Amazon. So you can go in there and purchase things that we basically offsets our operational costs. And we appreciate so much. We have been truly blessed this holiday season. So I didn't want to put too many things on there. Give us a minute because the items go away so quickly with so many pets in our facility. So thank you for giving. Thank you and happy holidays. And, of course, circulate this information. All the details can be found on HumaneSocietyOfYorkCounty.org. And we always look forward to hearing from folks and getting updates and also getting news.
Fantastic. Mary Beth Knapp, you and your volunteers, you all rock.
Oh, thank you. You guys rock, too, for helping us share the news because we can't do it alone. It does truly. I know it sounds like a cliche, but it takes a village.
It really
does.
And
it really takes all of us getting the word out there.
Absolutely. All together. Well, thank you so much. We'll catch up with you again a week from today.